Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you might be right now. Welcome to the To Be show, and my name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host for tonight's show. And tonight you're in for a treat. Once we've overcome our technical challenges here, because I can't see our guest, I know that he's here, but I can't let him talk yet because he is not in the room as far as I see. This is a challenge that we have sometimes with Blog Talk Radio. But let me introduce him while we wait for him, hopefully, to find a way to solve this little challenge. Tonight, our guest is Ben Winkler. And Ben, as you hear from the name, is a gentleman. And the gentleman helps ladies to find their perfect mate. And this is why I'm really excited to have him, because I'm single. So, obviously, Ben can give me some good advice, and he can give all of us some good advice. Ben was born in Salzburg in Austria, and he lived all over Europe, Scandinavia, Cyprus, Middle East, London, and then he made his way to the United States, and this is where he still lives today. He studied and worked in high-end architecture, traveled for many years for the United Nations, and shared the Nobel Prize of 1988. We need to ask him about that one, won't we? And he says in his bio, after a handful of degrees and spoken languages, he went on to do a master's in change management in England. And that eventually led him to the field of life coaching, where he later specialized, and I still can't see him, where he later specialized in relationships. In relationships. Let me just take a short, tiny break while I try to get him on here somehow. Well, this is This is a challenge. We've had this before when I called to somebody's show and they couldn't see me on the panel. And this is really weird. It says a list of callers will appear here when people call into your episode. But the only person that I see in there right now is myself. So, Ben, I know you're listening. Can you please deconnect and reconnect? You just need to try it. I don't know what else to do, because if I hang up now and reconnect to the studio, I will not be allowed in again, as I am the show host. So this is a bit complicated. Try, please. Hmm. Oh, this is annoying. Sometimes they say it takes 3 times before you actually, you know, get to something really big and really good. And I'm not sure about my relation with Ben here, or I've been wanting to have him on the show for quite some time. And the first time I didn't get his information, so I canceled the show very last minute. And today I have all the information. He is here, I am here, and we can't get him to be in the studio for whatever reason. Very weird. Very weird. Okay, give me one more trial. I will try one more thing to see if that works. Keep fingers crossed. Oh, there he is, there he is. I can see him. Ben?
Barbara, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Now I can actually hear you twice.
Yes, because I'm on Skype and on a regular phone at the same time. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay, that's okay. So which one do you want to use?
Well, I'm on the phone. I hung up on Skype. There was a feedback. There was a loop.
Okay, great. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you very much. Sorry about all this trouble getting on.
Well, I don't think it's your fault at all. You know, it's happened when I was supposed to be a guest on somebody else's show, and they couldn't see me either on the switchboard. And that's what happened here. I have no idea, but since they have this new studio here on Blog Talk, there seem to be still some technical clinches. But anyway, we've already lost quite a few times, quite a few minutes of our 30. So let's go right into the topic. What made a man help women find their men?
Wow, that's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. To begin with, I have to say, probably what most people would guess, it was my own mess-ups, my own inability to connect on the same level, to really see where women are coming from. And especially as we are from two different planets, as they say, one from Mars and one from Venus, but there's got to be a better way, you know? And that's really what's... how I started out and how I got interested in it. I said it can't be that we never understand each other, and it's frustrating, you know. So I started.
Oh, you tell me.
I started reading on it. I still read about two books on the topic every week, so I see what other people are thinking, because everybody has a point. Got certified with the Relationship Coaching Institute. Did a master's in change management. All of which just led me to the point that, no, love is out there, and it's just, mainly I think it is our inability to allow it.
Mm-hmm.
We are so branded from the past, from past hurt, from heartbreak, from breakups, that we don't want to allow. We are just sitting there going like, okay, I just want to play it safe and see where it goes. And this doesn't really work, because if both play it safe, you miss so much valid and beautiful time together, and those moments that you could have created already that you will never meet.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. So how do we do it? How do we allow it? And I'm asking you in all seriousness, because I'm single, so... First to ask.
Good. Then we use you as a guinea pig here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the allowing part is really, you know, when we go into a new relationship and we say we play it safe, we always say, okay, there is a back door and there's a couple of different options and there's a bridge, and if things don't work, then I get out. What I say is twofold. First of all, really do your head work first. So really shift from your... everything that you understand, that you can put down in lists, that you can talk to your friends about, who obviously know you best, friends and families, do that stuff first. Who are you? What is it you're really looking for? Your boundaries, how do you define them? How do you enforce them? What are your needs, your physical needs, your emotional needs, and so on? And once you have this basis established with somebody that you say, you know what, you fit this criteria that I'm looking for, because I don't want to settle, I don't want to end up in the same conundrum that I did before. Once you have somebody who fits that, then really open up, and open up to an extent where you say, you know, it's not fair to project any past hurt, any past issues on that new person. He had nothing to do with it. It's the same as it goes the other way around. If he would blame you for something or be reserved, that he says, yeah, my wife or my ex-girlfriend has nothing to do with you. It's not fair. So once this is established, really open up to the extent that you say, I'm burning my bridges behind me. I don't want a way out. I want to make this work. So give it your all. We don't just go in 50-50, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. However, I see that should be quite challenging. I mean, first of all, because our past experiences, they've been burned in many cases so deeply into us that it's difficult to discard them because we're not even aware of them anymore.
It is, as you said, it's really past experience. And we are physically, we are what we eat, what we stuff into ourselves. Emotionally and psychologically, we are what we experience, the way we were raised through our parents, our experiences and relationships, how we relate to our children, to other people, to people at work and friends and so on. So really, that's why it's really important to find somebody on the outside, somebody objective. That might be a coach, a therapist, a good friend, whoever, who really sits you down and doesn't let you get away with old patterns and really shows you that flag, holds up that mirror and says, do you see that pattern? Do you see what you're doing again and again and again?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't let you get away with it. Because then if you do it by yourself, it's always, you know what, he's going to change, or I'm going to turn him around, or it's not going to go this. And we settle. Once you start settling, it's a snowballing.
Yeah. That is very true. So you suggest that the person who wants to find a new partner before they actually start looking or getting into a relationship, that they sort themselves out and find out what are their past hang-ups and what pattern are they repeating. And everybody that's listening, we do repeat our patterns again and again and again until it's so painful that we need to wake up. And you don't need to wait that long. You know, that's what coaches are for. That's why Ben and I are in work, because that's what we do. We drill down to the nitty-gritty of you that you might not be able to see yourself because you're right in the middle of it.
Well, I'd really like to tie into this. I totally agree here. What we always say is, things will change, he will change, I will change him, I will show him the right way, I will make him understand, and so, and on and on and on, when in reality, the only person we can really change is ourselves. You cannot change somebody else unless they are willing to and they see you. So you can fight against the stream or uphill as much as you want until you're blue in your face. It's first... You have to be clear with yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to accept yourself for the person you are and the person you want to be. There is nothing wrong with the person that you are right now. You're always perfect, metaphysically speaking. You're always perfect in this moment and in that point of time. So if you are looking for a certain kind of person with certain kind of criteria, always ask yourself first, am I fair? Am I living up to this myself first? I cannot ask, for example, somebody to be tardy, to be clean, certain cleanliness, certain hygiene aspects, be very generous, stuff like that. All these traits, if I'm not fulfilling them myself first,
mm-hmm.
That's something that you don't do yourself.
That is so true. That is so true. I keep preaching it. You've got to love yourself first. You've got to love yourself first. Especially women tend to sort of share everything of them with the world, but they don't give themselves the time or to actually look within and to look where they are lacking and what they need, and to fulfill their own needs first, and also to really respect themselves. I used to be one of those people then, because I was abused as a child. I was raped at 16, and it turned me into a very, very insecure woman. And I used to be like that, that I just could, you know, I could not respect myself. I did not respect myself. So I let men trample all over me. I mean, they could do almost anything that they wanted to do, because I just didn't know how to stand up for myself. And I thought that was normal, because my mom lived, you know, I've seen my mom do that all her life. You know, when my father said hi, this was hi, and when he said no, it was no. And, you know, so that was my own life experience. And until I was about 28, something like that, I had not learned to stand up for myself. I had not learned to be me, you know, and to love myself and to respect myself and all those things. And I'm sharing this experience just for the people to know, because a lot of my listeners know me for quite some time and they know who I am today. But if they had seen me 30 years ago, it was a totally different picture.
Barbara, so, as you just mentioned, you just mentioned two words, if I might break in here. You said mm-hmm. selfish, and you said to fulfill. The main demographics, the majority of my clients are women between the ages of 40 to 65, oftentimes single moms. The scenario plays out as husband has a midlife crisis, runs off with a 20-year-old or whatever, gets himself a sports car and goes crazy. The kids are off to college, and the woman suddenly is sitting there by herself with the broken pieces, and she says, "What happened? It must be me. I'm not 20 anymore. Things are sagging physically. I don't look like 20 anymore. What could I have done? What should I have done?" And then this negative spiral, this vortex, this cycle starts turning faster and faster downhill with all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where I come in and where I try to stop this circle, to start from a fresh baseline and say, you know what? For the last 20 years, the last 25 years, you've been the best of mothers, the best of wives. You've given it your all, as you said. You sacrificed yourself. You took a back seat. Everybody else was first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the first time in your life, it's really about you. So settle. Don't settle. What I'm saying is some people have a problem with the word selfish. So I said, okay, change it from selfish to self-full. Like, as in delightful, as in beautiful, self-full. Mm-hmm. Really think of yourself first. You deserve it. You've given it your all. And really start from a new baseline. Discard those old patterns, most of which are subconscious, and this is where a coach or a therapist comes in. Really to dig those up and to hold them up in front of you, and you say, you know what? Maybe this held true some 20 years ago. Does this still serve you today? And then you have your choice, yes or no. We always, always, always have choices. There is no instance in our life where we don't have a choice, how we look at things, how the terms of perspective, how the viewpoint looks. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's exactly what I preach and what I teach and what I share in my books and everything. Yeah, definitely, absolutely. It starts from within us, and we always have a choice, always. In every moment of our life, no matter how young or how old we are, and no matter what background we have, and no matter what we look like, and no matter where we stand in life, we always have a choice to turn our life around, and we have that power also. That's what so many people are not aware of, that power is within. And I think we have the responsibility also to turn our life around so that it is the life that we want.
I mean, it's so often when I look at people, if, for example, if you sit in front of a TV or in a movie theater and you watch a movie, you are, although you're physically in one of the same spots, you're able to transfer yourself into that story, into that movie. So all it really takes, in my opinion, is a change of view, a change of wallpaper, a change of scenery. So when I, for example, sometimes I work with couples. When couples come to me, the first thing I say is get out, get on a vacation, try to be in a different environment. If you try to get away from your fights, but you're still always in the same kitchen where you always fight, the kitchen will always subconsciously symbolize what it always meant to you, all the negative stuff, and you can turn things around. So viewpoints and choices, the perspective and choices, you always have a choice. No matter how bad it is or how bad you perceive it as, that you say, oh, I'm too old, all the good guys are taken, all the men are jerks, whatever it might be. There is no such thing as all of them are. Never. There's always a choice.
That is true. That is true. I was just laughing when you said jerks. I hear that so often when I work with women. It's amazing.
Believe me, there are enough out of there, but it doesn't mean that all of them are jerks. It's just like you might attract a liar, you might attract a cheater, whatever it might be. Note that I use the word attract. Because if you see a pattern that you always end up with the same guy, the same kind of guy, just a different face every time around, what do all these past relationships, all these encounters have in common? They have in common you as a common denominator. So there must be something about you that you are sending out subconsciously to attract such kind of people. And if you just try this by yourself, it's usually 10 times harder. That's why I said somebody objective on the outside is so much more help. He is so much more able to get a different viewpoint, to see different points from a different angle.
Sure, otherwise we would have been able to do it ourselves. I mean, totally agree with you. We need to get outside help for sure. If we have repeat patterns that we don't know how to change, we need to get outside help. And a good coach will drill down to that, to find that pattern very quickly and also find the reason why we have it, you know, the roots of it, and we'll be able to give some good advice how to change it, that's for sure.
I was just thinking of one aspect of dating and relationships, which is online dating, before I forget. Online dating, people ask me, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And I say, it's really half-half. It's good and it's bad. If you would have to go on all these dates, those 200, 500 dates, to sift through and to sort out through all these people, you would be gray-haired. We would be dead before. So in that aspect, it's perfect. You have a profile. You have some certain criteria to go by. But do yourself a favor. Be safe. Never tell them where you live, even on the first or second date. Don't have them pick you up at home. Stuff like that. Be safe and, first of all, enjoy. Enjoy the process. Smile. A smile is contagious. And, on that topic, if you go to my website, there is a couple of books out there. One is for couples, to bring that romance back. One is online dating, how to stay safe and how to go about it. There is telecourse. There's all kinds of stuff there. I don't know, Barbara, before I came on, did you give out our website?
I didn't give out the website yet. It's on the show page, so for everybody listening, the website is on the show page, but please tell them how they can reach you and give them the website.
The easiest way is if you go to the internet and you type in my name, which is Ben Winkler, BenWinkler, BenWinkler.com. On that page, you find there is a blog page there. There is information of how you could work one-on-one with me, about the telecourses that we have, about books, about all kinds of products. And also, you can find us on Facebook. On Facebook, we also have our latest movement, which is called Love Full Out. Don't hold back, full out. So Love Full Out on Facebook or lovefullout.com.
Excellent. Love Full Out, I like that. I was going to finish the show with that, Love Full Out. Live Full Out,
there
Love
is no
Full
other
Out.
Way. There is no other way, if you think about it. We are just doing things half-heartedly, and then we expect something amazing to come out of it, but we don't want to give everything. So there is no other way.
No, I totally agree with you, because if we don't play 100%, we can't get 100% back. I mean, it will just be mediocre. It will just be half-hearted, and half-heartedness brings, you know, half-assed results. So.
Well, that's why I always say once you have the basis established, that you've been working on yourself with a coach, with a therapist, whatever it is, you are basically ready, and you're ready to go out, and you find somebody who fits their criteria, as I said before, then it's really time to shift from IQ to HQ, really to shift from your head into your heart. We can't feel with our head. We always try to rationalize. Love cannot mm-hmm. be rationalized. So once you have somebody who fits that profile, give it your all and start feeling, opening up, start communicating, start expressing what you really feel. It really comes down to connecting moreover than communication. We think relationships are about communication, but if you don't really connect, first of all, on an intimate basis, and it doesn't matter if you sit next to each other or if you're 2,000 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where metaphysics and vibrations and all this heart movement comes in, and it's a beautiful thing.
It definitely is, definitely. And everybody, I hope you heard what Ben said. You have to give full. You have to really burn your bridges and really go for it. If that's a person that you love, that you really want to be with, then play full out. Don't hold back. Don't try to be on the safe side so you can't get hurt. Love sometimes is painful, but just imagine all the joy that you are missing if you don't play full out, you know, if you don't play.
Well, I think if you really, as you said, love is painful, I don't really buy into that anymore. It's always been this way throughout the generations as we never really...
I'm not saying love is painful, but part of it is really painful.
It's everybody, yeah, everybody still keeps saying that, and it's really because we keep doing what we always did. If you did what you always did, you get what you always got. And instead of changing or trying a different approach, we try even harder to do the same thing. Some people go out to bars, some people try it at the gym, whatever. Change it up a bit. Try something different. Speak to your friends, speak to your family. Use them as your matchmakers. They know you best. They know you better oftentimes than you know yourself. So
mm-hmm.
they would really know what they are selling to somebody of their friends and how to bring you together. Perfect matchmaking.
Excellent. So good advice. Ben, you've got about another 40 seconds or so. Do you have any last words that you want to give to people? I think you have a special offer you wanted to make also to our listeners.
Yes, anything just for your call, Barbara, tonight. I think for you it's tonight, for me it's noon.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in Florida. And for all your listeners, for any of our products, our workshops, or even for our one-on-one service, we are giving for this call only 20%. So if you go to our website and you find a product or a course or to work with me, put in 20 into the coupon code and you get a 20% reduction. And we would love to hear from you. We would love to help you find the love of your life.
Excellent. You want to give your website again, Ben?
Yes, it's benwinkler.com. BenWinkler, benwinkler.com.
So, Ben,
The first thing to everybody, don't forget to smile. A smile is contagious. You walk in somewhere, smile, you have to smile back. 50% is already won.
Absolutely.
So thank
everybody,
you on,
smile when you're out in public. Smile at everybody and let it come from your heart. I mean, really smile, an open smile. I see many people holding themselves back even when they're smiling. I don't know that person. Maybe I shouldn't be smiling at them. Yes, smile is the shortest connection between two people. So thank you so much, Ben, for joining me on our show today.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for sharing your wisdom and your experience. And everybody that's listening, next week, next Tuesday, same time, same place, on the To Be Show, we have a lady called Bernie Grussel, and she sounds like she's from Austria, too. from the name, but I know that she's American for sure, but probably has some ascendants, some family from Austria. So next Tuesday, same place, I will see you then. And remember, the whole week, you've got a whole week out there where you can find your perfect mate. Give a big smile to the world so that they can really see you, that they can really enjoy you. And be yourself. See you next week. Bye.